Hello, you. This is Alvern here from the Success Unscrambled podcast. And today I have a little surprise for you. I have a special guest on with us. Her name is Ashley. And we'll give Ashley a few seconds to introduce herself. Over to you, Ashley.
Hi, all. My name is Ashley Maria, and I am a filmmaker. I live in Los Angeles, and I make movies for a living.
Wow, very good. Well, thanks for coming on board with us today, Ashley. And what I'm going to do is start off with a very first important question, because people are wondering, ooh, someone who makes movies and in LA, Hollywood, maybe. So tell me more about what you do.
So right now, I'm actually making a documentary film called Pioneers in Skirts, and that has been my passion project, my full-time project for the last few years, and we're nearly done. So while I'm making Pioneers in Skirts, my other life is I work on set, I teach, and I'm always working on the next narrative project, which is like those films that you see in the theater that has, you know, actors and everything. So the documentary has been my full-time. And then I'm also looking for what else is out there that I want to make, other stories I want to tell.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about Pioneers in Skirts.
Yes. So this documentary actually started 5 years ago when I came out of film school and saw the potential for my career as a director in Hollywood. Wasn't very great. Not only did we have maybe 4% of studio films directed by women, even less are women producers and cinematographers and sound people. So I was looking at my career and thinking, wow, I don't see how I can really play a role in this if I'm not going to get opportunities, because it looks like my other colleagues aren't getting the opportunities either. So, unfortunately, I took that in a negative route, and I started to think, okay, maybe this isn't going to be for me. Luckily, I had a mom who knew that film was my passion since I was, 4 years old.
Wow.
And told me that there's something up here, there's something going on, because the same things I'm facing are the same things she faced when she started her career. So that's when I knew something had to be done. We had to find solutions. So 5 years ago, back when the conversation was not about what we need to do to fix things, the conversation was more about just work harder, women, and you will succeed. So I had that internal conflict of, I am working hard. It's still not happening, though. So the film grew from an advice, like, what did I not know? To a film about our culture and what's going on, especially in American culture, that is preventing women from really succeeding in the careers they've chosen, especially male-dominated fields. Mm. So we go down this really I'm biased towards it, but I think it's a really genuine, authentic story of what's going on in women's careers right now and what can we do strategy-wise, solution-wise, to really give women the chance that they deserve. And so it felt like we talk about what's going on internally, externally. Specifically, one thing that I found was really relatable to me was the fact that women, young women coming out in their careers, which was exactly what I went through, they're kind of stunned by all of the biases, the sexism that's out there, but they don't realize exactly that's what's happening. So they actually start their careers with more confidence, more ambition, more expectations for their career than their male counterparts. But it only takes 2 years for that ambition to plummet by 60%. Wow. And it's not like they think, oh, I just don't think I'm going to be successful. It's like they actually look at their potential, which is exactly what I went through. They look at their potential for their career and they think, maybe it's not going to be as great as I had anticipated, as I had dreamed. Mm. So Pioneers in Skirts is really about reclaiming those dreams in our careers with actual tangible advice, steps to take, and through line stories, my own stories in the film. We follow many, many characters of like what can actually be done because we need the career that we've worked so hard for.
Wow. So true.
So that's Pioneers. that's my passion project for the last 5 years.
Wow. And 5 years is not a time to sneeze at. 5 years is quite a long time to working on a passion project. Well done, you. So tell me, what do you enjoy most about what you do in your sort of either on the actual passion project or in the film world?
So as you can imagine, I love telling stories and I love working with a team to develop it. So while Pioneers and Skirts is really two people spearheading it, me and my producer, we've had a fantastic crew that has given us their time when they could. So Pioneers and Skirts is an independent film, which means it's made by not a studio. So it's not we don't have a studio to answer to. It's our own film.
Okay.
While that means we have little money, it means also that we have more control over the trajectory of the project. So we have worked hard to build a team around us that believes in the topic and helps us to elevate the project to make it look like those kind of movies that you would go see in a theater with the authenticity of really a ground level, ground roots type of project. So that has been a real learning opportunity for me over the last 5 years. And I bring that kind of, that sincerity in storytelling, I bring that into the other projects that I create. So while I've enjoyed making Pioneers and Skirts, it's really influenced what I'm going to do after this film, which makes me really excited for my career now, right? 5 years ago, I didn't know what I was going to do. Mm. I had to go on this 5-year journey back, and now we're at a time where people are aware and saying, oh, you're right. Ashley, you guys, you were talking about something that's real, you know? So now I'm even more excited for where I can go from here, which has been really exciting.
Brilliant. So you mentioned there earlier that you have interested in film from the age of 4, which is amazing. Like who or what or like what influenced you from such a tender age to be interested in film?
So we talk about this in the movie. It's basically to show, you know, this isn't something, like you said, to sneeze at. I have wanted to tell stories and make movies since day one. So it's not like something I woke up and decided to do. This is who I am. And, you know, who started it all was my mom. Mm. She always had a camera. She always had, like, the coolest camera of the time. And I think what's been cool about Pioneers is I discovered through looking through home videos that we are using in the movie that she was the one who showed me a camera. Oh, wow. And I actually have shots of when I took the camera from her and asked if I could use it. And, you know, the rest is history. But, you know, fun fact, my mom is actually the producer on Pioneers and Skirts.
Oh, wow.
So while she was making these videos for fun back when I was 4 years old, now she's a full-time filmmaker with me and we are making this film together. So she was the one that really introduced me to movies and then, you know, going to the theater every Friday, getting your huge, bag of popcorn. Those are the kind of movies I want to make. I want you to have the biggest box of popcorn container and enjoy. Sit back and enjoy.
Brilliant. And what has been the best advice you've received to date? Because obviously, as you know, growing up as a teen and then into your 20s, you get advice from a lot of people, a lot of adults, some of them not so good, some of them really good. What's the best?
I want to hear what your answer is. So I was thinking about this, and honestly, I think advice shifts, the best advice shifts as your life shifts. So while I was in school, I got different advice. And for right now, the advice that is sticking with me, especially in making a low budget documentary like Pioneers, is actually, have you heard of Wes Craven? He is a filmmaker. He has since passed away, unfortunately, but he was my mentor back in 2014 when I was making a short film. Spoiler alert, I love horror films. So that might be my next, who knows what. And he directed Scream. He did Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, he's a horror film director. And he was my mentor on this short film. And he told me, in simplest terms, nothing is ever easy and nothing is ever normal. It is always a fight. So, because, you know, you would look at your lack of money or losing a location at the last minute as just like, come on, why can't this just work out for once? So you know, all the time this happened on Pioneers, we'd lose a location at the last minute and just call up people, hey, do you have an office we can just jump into real fast, you know? And while it seems really simple, hearing it from somebody who's made million-dollar films saying he's also been in that space, even if it's a big budget, it's never easy. It's always a fight. And that just kind of always, I play that in my head whenever something comes up. And plus it's Wes Craven and I'm obsessed with his movies. So I love to have his voice in my head when I can. It was an honor to be able to work with him. That's why I feel like advice kind of shifts, like you hear what you need to hear when you need to hear it, you know?
That is so true. And I was looking at a video there recently. This popular business person was saying, no, we go wrong in life looking for the perfect moment, the perfect time, the perfect this, the perfect that. If we start a project or start off in business or start off in doing whatever it is we want to do, a big why, if we start off with the mentality of it's not going to be easy, we'll always succeed because we just expect the worst all the time. Not necessarily going in a pessimistic format, but just anything could happen and be ready for it. And, you know, then it'll be just uphill from there.
So here's my my cheat. I have started cooking so that I feel like I've accomplished something in the day.
That's interesting.
It's perfect. Plus it's healthier, right? But that's what I do because everything is such a roller coaster. You know, you get great yeses, but really intense no's and a lot of no's until you get that yes.
That's true.
And so I go, okay, well, today I spent the whole day staring at my computer. Do I feel like I accomplished anything? Maybe not, but let me go make dinner and then I feel like I accomplished something.
That is such a great idea. So tell me, what is the one thing that has impacted your life to date?
Okay. Well, I mean, I have to say Pioneers and Skirts going on this journey. So if that's one thing, 5 years of one thing, but it's allowed me, first of all, I went, you know, national. I traveled the nation to understand what are some solutions that I can start to impact now. How can I start to shift my career instead of waiting for our society to shift, you know, and so going on this journey in Pioneers, it took me from somebody who I'll admit was kind of a depressed shell, who's like, I've been beaten down by so much that I've had to handle and didn't realize that that's what was happening, to a person now, I understand when those things are coming at me. And I won't let it happen. It's like this kind of out of body, like a higher state of consciousness where you're looking at the situation for what it is rather than taking it internally. Because that's what I always did. Because I worked hard. Hello, I went to college. I went to the best schools. I got the best grades. You know, I did all the internships. I did everything I thought I was supposed to do to get a leg up. I won amazing awards for my films. And so I knew I had to work hard, right? Ambitious women know they have to work hard.
Yep.
And they know they have to pay their dues. I just saw that there was something else in play that I had no control over. And because I went through this journey, I'm on the other side, more ambitious, more excited, more prepared for my career. And that's why I hope Pioneers and Skirts can help at least get people thinking about, especially young women, what's going on, what are they battling, so that it doesn't affect them as much as it did me.
Mm. Good point. And I suppose, based on your experience of this sort of low-budget independent film, you probably have a much higher chance of getting the director role, so to speak, that you were looking for. Now that you have that experience behind you, now that you have this in your bag, but I don't know if it will help, but like I said, let's watch this space. Let's see if you still get a lot of no's. But then you still get a lot of no's, but it might improve your chances of getting, what you really want in life. But for women who are listening to this podcast, they're probably thinking, oh my goodness, if I just come out of college and I want to do like Ashley, not necessarily in the film world, but in some other thing, where they want to probably do an independent something or other that is low budget. What caused you to decide that was a good time to take the leap into doing the Pioneers in Skirts? What is it that that caused that, okay, this is the leverage that, push you down and say, okay, this is the time to do it?
Well, first of all, I'll say that we definitely talk about other industries besides film. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, the film industry didn't have solutions, and they're trying to now. Mm-hmm. So if someone is looking to do any big leap in their career, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, nothing's ever going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like we started filming this movie without even our own camera. Wow. Because we just knew we had to do it. So just blatantly know that there's never going to be a perfect scenario. I think we hear this all the time. Like, don't wait for your ducks to be in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, don't wait for it to be perfect, because you have to jump in and do it. Like, if we didn't jump in and do it, it probably wouldn't have happened. And then finally, as time went on, we were able to invest in a camera, and thanks to having that camera, we were able to be more have a lot more shoots, because we weren't hoping we could rent a camera and afford it. It's like the reason I jumped in is because I saw a problem and I just needed to be enthralled in it and help solve it. I guess I would just say, don't ever, what is the best time to take that leap? Now, you know what I mean? Like, what, when is it? Right now. Okay. So do it. And the best part is about being a new graduate, you probably don't have as many responsibilities as later on in life.
True.
So you don't need as much money. You can live with a roommate. You don't have to eat as much. No. I don't know. But it's just basically, that's the time to try those things, because you have more flexibility as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets tougher later, but I'll support you even if you're going to do it at 55. You do it, girl. Do it.
Brilliant. So here's the thing. Fear is a thing that keeps a lot of people back. Were you afraid when you took the leap? And at what point did the fear dissipate, or is it still there?
Oh, I'm terrified every day, but that's a good thing. So what it is I believe in it so much. And I want it to do well. I believe in it so much, and I want it to succeed. And I'm also terrified because my own story is in it. So it is really scary every single day, knowing that it's not even that strangers are going to see it. It's that my friends are going to see it and see a part of me they probably haven't seen before. Mm. That's really, really scary. And luckily I had people around me who convinced me, first of all. I wasn't supposed to be in the movie the first 2 years of us making it.
Wow.
And we were following other characters, because I was like, I don't want to come across as somebody who's complaining, because that's how we come across when we talk about these subjects, especially 5 years ago.
Yep.
And that's what I was really, really afraid of. And I'm still scared that people will watch it and go, oh, she just didn't work hard enough.
Yeah.
Like, how else do I need to prove to you that I worked hard and am working hard?
Mm.
So it's, I think it's a little bit every day. The fear is there. But I've read a lot of great, smarter people talk about their fear. And it's just like the fear sitting next to you. And you can take a moment and see it and talk to it, figure out why that fear is there, and then go, okay, now I'm done with you. And it's almost like embodying your fear, like giving it an entity and saying, okay, I see you. Not right now, though, buddy. You know? But, yeah, I think it's always there. I think it's just more of that that knowing that this is something you really, really believe in and want it to work. So we'll see, you know, I think it's kind of always there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's time for a little bit of fun questions.
Oh, besides fear. Okay. Yeah.
Give me something you wish we would all pay attention to as women.
I wish we all would pay attention to an unconscious bias rears its ugly head in our thoughts. And it's not just as women, it's about all diversity. It's about all inclusion. Unconscious bias plays such a heavy role in our culture that if all of us just start to become on high alert of it, and understand that that's what's making us make decisions about people, about whether people can do things or not. I mean, that would be the most important thing to pay attention to, because not only is it external, like I said, it's internal.
Mm.
So your unconscious biases are affecting your psyche as well, which was what was happening to me.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's very deep. Okay, so what fellow entrepreneur really hits the mark for you?
What fellow entrepreneur? I don't know. I mean, are we, what kind, like, define entrepreneur? I mean, is it?
It could be any.
I look at all women right now, you know?
Yeah, anybody who has done so much or given so much back to the world, to life, to woman, to society, that you really will be your hero, so to speak, or heroine, so to speak, someone who's there and you're thinking that person is definitely someone I would look up to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess we kind of all are entrepreneurs if we step out of the normal realm. Ava DuVernay is someone that I really respect. She's a filmmaker. And she's a Black woman. Mm-hmm. And so she represents, you know, the sexism that we see and the racism that we see. And she is working hard with her platform, being one of the first Black women directors to do a lot of what she's accomplished. I really admire her. Plus, she's just like a cool person. So I think it's more like, I like her because she uses her platform for good.
Okay.
And then she's also very authentic and sincere in how she presents herself. So yeah, I think if I were to say an entrepreneur / director, it's Ava DuVernay. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks. So who would you trade places with for 80?
Ava. No. Yeah. No, I think maybe an astronaut in space.
Wow. Why?
Because I want to be in space.
Okay.
I just want to experience it.
Brilliant.
You asked. I just want to experience it. I just think space is cool. Well, that's that other thing. Like, you have your obsession of filmmaking, but I'm also obsessed with other things.
Yeah.
Like, I love going to, we have a Griffith Observatory out here in LA, and I love going there and hanging out.
That's great.
So if I could for one day, it would be an astronaut.
That is so
do
cool.
The flips.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Something on your bucket list?
space. I don't know. How do we do that? We have to raise like $1 million to go into space. Bucket list. Space. I don't know.
There's always SpaceX and all the other things that these big guys are doing. Richard Branson is doing, you know, all these people who want to go into space. So you just never know. You may not need $1 million. So keep it on your bucket list anyway.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Oreos.
Wait.
Let's see. Yes. I'm actually really into what is it? I like the show Project Runway. Mm-hmm. And so what I do, my guilty pleasures are all those things that you can sit back and just kind of be in for a minute. You know, it's not like, it's not heavy. It's just fun. So those are the things that I cool down with at the end of the day.
Okay.
Like an episode of Project Runway.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
I actually like TV, right? Isn't that, that's important.
I was about to say, but that's weird. Just kidding. All right. So in terms of the movie, back to the movie Pioneers and Scoots, when does it premiere for all of the people listening there?
So the way independent film works is we've got a few different routes to take to premiere the film. While right now we don't have a specific day that it will be released, we have applied to festivals, and you know, you can take the festival route, and that will go probably internationally, and we can screen it, or it can go the streaming route, so Netflix or HBO. Right now it's up in the air because we're pulling at all the different strings to see what we can accomplish.
Okay.
But most likely we will premiere in the fall at a festival, a film festival. So that will be our official international premiere. And then from there, we want to be able to go an educational route. That's another route a film like this could take, where you screen it at schools, at women's groups, companies, and have discussions afterwards. So that those are our options.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, they, you know, all of them are good, and if you can do all, then why not just do them all?
That's the plan. Do it all. Yeah.
So before we let you go, for all of those lovely people who are listening to you, what final piece of advice can you give them in 5 steps to accomplish?
Okay.
They're gold.
So I chose, I chose to give you 5 lessons to take away from Pioneers. So while it's a 90-minute film and you're going to get a lot out of all the different lessons in the movie and all the stories, I want you to at least take away these 5 things. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
So number one, we all realize, and this is most likely stuff I've talked about already, so hopefully it's just a sum up.
Yep.
Number one, ambitious women know they need to work hard. They know they need to pay their dues. So when things are said like, oh, if women were just confident enough, then they could accomplish these things. Oh, if they just work hard enough, then they can accomplish these things. Can you tell by my voice that we don't like that? it's don't take it personally when those things are said. Understand that you are doing the work. There's just a lot more in play than you were prepared to combat, really. So overall, number one is realize that women aren't broken. There's something up with our system, with our culture, that is, it's built in a way to chip away at women. I really like the word chip away. And so what are those things? Number two, what are those things that are chipping away at women? While we have a huge list in the film, let me give you the 3 that I want to make sure you remember. Perception. sexism. So that's all the things. Oh, I'm assuming she's a certain way. I'm assuming I'm supposed to act this way as a woman. What we do in the movie is we have really great culture footage. So that's what we call scenes from different TV shows that kind of emphasize what we're talking about.
Okay.
Saturday Night Live, we have a great skit from there where there's the term unconscious bias, that's number two. They walk in and they say, "Excuse me, doctor." And the woman's like, "I'm the doctor. He's the nurse." Okay, I'm acting out a Saturday Night Live skit, and it's really lame because you can't see it. But the point is, we assume men are a certain role. We assume women are a certain role. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, start to catch yourself when you fall, when you realize that that's happening. So perception, sexism, it starts when we're little. Girls as young as 6 years old already see their gender as not really smart. Okay. They already start seeing boys as really smart, but not girls. And that just kind of continues through our lifetime as women in many different ways. And so that's my example as before, is like there is so much in our culture that is chipping away at us. Unconscious bias, women and men are guilty of it.
Yep.
It's not just, you know, no pointing fingers at anybody. We're all doing it. And then this term that I really love, not love, but relate to. It's okay. Called stereotype threat. Have you heard of that?
No.
Stereotype threat. Let's unravel this. No. So there's this, you're not consciously doing it, but whenever you're in a situation where you know the stereotype that you would fulfill, mm-hmm. It's all unconscious. You're not actively going, "I better not do that." It's like you're flipping an on switch. So like women aren't as good in math, right? Mm-hmm. That's an assumption. That's a stereotype. That is not true, but that's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. So for example, the SATs, mm-hmm. when women take the SATs, if they have to even just mark that they're a woman at the start mm-hmm. of that test, the stereotype threat has creeped in and they do not do as well in the math section.
Wow.
And it has been proven if you do that at the end, if you put women and men, you check that at the end, the test scores go up. Same with if you put the race question, right? Like that is just something, it's like flipping an on switch without even realizing. Stereotype threat is like a reminder in your brain. Again, completely unconscious. And the other thing that it does is it makes you disassociate from your gender or maybe disassociate from your race. But I'm not like most women because I'm not aggressive, or I'm not like most women because I'm good at math. So while that might help you psychologically, maybe, I don't know. What it's doing is it's furthering the separation of women supporting each other. Mm. It's also perpetuating that stereotype. So that is to blame as to why internally, externally, there are so many things we're combating. So what do we do about it? First of all, realizing that all of these are in play from day to day help you to kind of handle them and stay above them, which is what has happened to me. I know when these things are coming at me and I don't take it personally. Also, I correct my own. In the making of this film, I see my own unconscious biases. I'm like, wow, dude, you could have done better, you know? And so I correct it and I do better. We must advocate for women because there's so much going on. We've got more examples in the film, but there's a lot going on that's telling us we shouldn't support each other. Wow. It's in our media. It's just in our culture in general. And then we also provide advice for how to confront these head on. But what I like the most is from Kat Cole. She is the president. Well, at the time she was the president of Cinnabon. Now she's the COO of Focus Brands, which is Cinnabon, Carvel, I think. And then Moe's, restaurants like that. She taught me a way to confront these biases, confront these prejudices head on.
Okay.
Without attacking, you know, change isn't going to happen if we're being divisive and attacking people and pointing fingers. So how do you have a conversation about it? And then again, like I said, just stay on high alert notice when it's happening. So these are my favorite lessons from Pioneers in Skirts. Realizing what's in play, not letting it overtake you, mm-hmm. and then start changing the conversation. And by advocating for other women who may not may not see that yet, you are helping the conversation. Even just watching how you talk over another woman or, sorry, I'm going into the whole film right now, but I just want to make sure we realize stay on high alert, watch your actions. And that's how we start to change the tide for women in their careers. Ambitious women.
Brilliant. That is absolutely amazing. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it all. If only we can pin down a date for the film. But anyway, let's just see when it comes out. I know if everybody will be like looking to see when is it going to come out so you can actually see, because it's really good. It's really good. There's a lot of life lessons in there that I can't wait to see and to share with, you know, my you know, women in mm-hmm. different groups that I belong to. But oh my goodness, so true. So very true.
Well, the important thing, so I joke about supporting other, I don't joke about it, but I say that we need to support other women. So my joke is support us, Pioneers in Skirts, by going to our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram, and every like makes us feel good. Okay. So until it's released, check us out, follow us. And that's how we share clips, and a lot is on our website, tools you can start implementing now.
Perfect. So that was the last question I had for you. Where can listeners find out more about you and about all of that? So pioneersandskirts.com, is it?
Yes. That's where you can find everything. And yeah, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and it's a passion project. And so you're going to see what it's like to bring a film from $0, you know, just to make something that we know we needed to make.
Perfect. And you said there are tools available on the website that we can start using. So what kind of tools are we talking about?
There's one that we really like. So we have AAUW, the American Association of University Women. They are in the film and provide tools on their website. One great one is to see if you do have gender bias.
Oh, wow.
And it's a little test that you can take. And then other tools, like what to buy for your daughter or your granddaughter or your niece, nephew, you know, because even just the action of saying even girls are good in math, even girls are good in science, that's putting that stereotype in there a little bit.
Yeah.
So first of all, we encourage, don't say those words. And then introduce science and math early, regardless of what the little girl's really interested in, because knowing how to take things apart, put them together, I mean, that builds you into a problem solver. And that's something you can take to any industry. Those are a few things we offer on the site.
Perfect. That's brilliant. Well, we've come to the end. Thanks so much for joining us today. It has been very, very insightful. Like you said, you know, sometimes we are our own worst enemy with our unconscious biases and our own stereotyping of, you know, we are not like other women and all of that. So it's really good for us to take us on board, but can't wait to see the movie when it comes out. In the meantime, anyone who is interested, please go to their website, Pioneers in Skills, and you can find them, you said, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, to find out more and support the cause and, you know, find out what it is, what gifts you can buy for your daughters, your granddaughters, etc., and start maths and science early in those people in your sort of circles of influence. Encourage them, all the women or girls at that tender age to, you know, to go down the STEM route. Thanks ever so much, Ashley. Great having you on board.
Thank you. This was great.
Okay, awesome. Okay, until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.